A federal judge in Texas ruled late this evening that a major domestic achievement of the Obama administration, the Affordable Care Act, is unconstitutional. The law has survived past court challenges, and the decision is likely to be appealed to a higher court. But if it were affirmed, it could roll back the entire law. Here to update us on what all this means is NPR's health policy correspondent Allison Kochak. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Adi.
So first of all, is there any immediate impact in terms of this ruling?
Well, not right away. The judge didn't rule that the law has to be enjoined immediately. So ironically, tomorrow is the last day of open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act for 2019, and people can still enroll in health plans. Right now, those insurance policies should still go into effect until more legal action is played out in the courts.
What did the judge object to this time around?
Well, the lawsuit had to do with whether, when Congress last year repealed or eliminated the penalty for not having insurance, it was a tax penalty for people who didn't own insurance, whether that meant the rest of the law didn't apply anymore. The court case argued that all of the pieces of the law were dependent upon each other, so by eliminating the penalty, the rest of the law fell apart. The judge agreed with that opinion, which many legal scholars thought was really not a very good argument. One legal scholar I talked to tonight, Nick Bagley, he's a law professor at the University of Michigan, he said, "This is an extraordinarily activist decision of the likes I have never seen." So he basically repealed the entire law based on that one change by Congress in the tax law.
What effect could this have on people who are getting their care through the Affordable Care Act?
Well, so what's so interesting about this is the Affordable Care Act includes so many different things. It's much more than the individual mandate or even the individual market. The Medicaid expansion, millions and millions of people have gotten coverage through Medicaid expansion in the states that have chosen to expand Medicaid. The protections for people with pre-existing conditions. There are protections for lactating mothers. If your company has introduced rooms for you to be able to pump milk, that's because of the Affordable Care Act. There are calorie counts on menus in restaurants. That's the Affordable Care Act. All of that gets repealed under this ruling if this ruling is upheld.
As you said, if. So what happens next?
Well, the state of California has already said it's going to appeal. So based on that, this is a legal decision that probably will be held in stay for a period of time until it plays out further in courts. And so in that case, people should still act as if the Affordable Care Act is still in place. They should sign up for insurance. They should continue to, you know, expect those protections that are available under the Affordable Care Act. But it does throw the entire law into play. And I would imagine that other states will probably join California because there are many states whose attorney generals believe that the Affordable Care Act should be there in the future.
For a little bit of context, the Affordable Care Act obviously has been challenged in court before. Can you remind us what some of those challenges were, why they fell?
Well, yeah, it was challenged overall in the past, and the Supreme Court upheld the law in the past because of that tax penalty. They said Congress does have the ability to levy taxes. So because the law was based on this tax, it was okay for Congress to pass the whole law. And so this judge is essentially saying without that tax, that Supreme Court ruling may or may not be in place.
All right. Allison Kochak following this story for us, NPR's health policy correspondent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Artie.